This is episode 147 of How to Human. In this episode, I want to ask the question, are we at the end of casual physical contact? Dr. Anthony Fauci, who is the brains behind a lot of the coronavirus response during the pandemic that's happening right now, has suggested that shaking hands might be near the end, maybe a social norm that we discontinue. Because there's a lot of disease transmitted that way, or viruses, the flu being one of the main ones. And that scares me. It's a basic human greeting. It's part of the human experience that we all know and understand. That doesn't mean we have to keep it. But the question should be asked, are we just bubble wrapping society to make sure that there's no pain ever? And we know what would be next. Hugs would certainly be next. Once we eliminate handshakes, hugs would be gone, and all casual physical contact would probably be gone. We'd meet our friends that we hadn't seen in 2 years and just stand a couple of feet apart and say, "Hey, Joe, good to see you." I mean, we might be more effusive than that, but the lack of physical contact, as I think about it, just seems a complete undoing of hundreds of thousands of years of normal human behavior. It's a thing that freedom and protection are often at odds. That if we choose to keep ourselves safe, that freedom is at odds with that. I listened to a podcast with Camille Paglia, who's a professor, who said that when she went to school in the 60s, initially, she was required to be back in her dorm by 11 p.m., all the women were, whereas men could stay out all night. And the rationale from the administrators was that they were afraid the women would be raped. But the women said, "So what? We want to have that freedom to be able to make our own decisions and risk bad repercussions. That's freedom." So that's an example there where we can bubble wrap people and make it so they can't even make bad decisions or be put in situations where bad things happen, not even of their own volition, or we can give them freedom of movement, freedom of choice. And it's a balance that we need to have. Because we can't give everybody total freedom. It's, despite the fact that Portugal has done it, legalizing heroin, it's generally not considered something that we do because it's bad enough. It's addictive enough. People cannot moderate enough, and there's enough death in it that we think it's a bad enough substance that we don't really consider it. The other drugs, they're different. How the United States has done it, that's an argument that can be made. I'm putting heroin in its own category. But there's an idea, and libertarians would make it, that drugs should be legal. That's a freedom argument versus a protection argument. The government saying, we understand that you want to do these things and you can control yourself, but we actually think on a grander scale and think that we want to protect you. So that's one of those places where there's a freedom versus protection idea. We're already disconnected physically as well already. If you look at the amount of screen time that people have, particularly the younger generations, they're pretty uncomfortable with eye contact. And they're awkward. They miss some of those subtle facial gestures and tonality changes. They just don't quite have the same nuance in terms of physical interactions. You ever been to a restaurant and seen a family of four all staring at their phones? It's this direction we're already heading of losing our humanity in that way, that face-to-face contact, which is so big. It's a thing that we look at each other in the eyes and there's an oxytocin release. And we lose that. And we're not even sure that we're losing it. We have these screens in front of us and they seem like they're a replacement for human connection, but they're not. And it isn't quite apparent. We don't quite know what we're missing. It's like eating McDonald's. There's food there, but there's not a lot of nutritional content. Not to pick on McDonald's, but it's definitely not the same as chicken and broccoli, steak and a sweet potato. Those things are from the earth and not filled with a bunch of fillers and things that came from a factory that our body doesn't know what to do with. There's a difference between something that's nutritional and definitely good for you and something that is nutrition adjacent that kind of fools you into thinking that it is real food. In general, we are moving to a safety culture. We've got trigger warnings, and this general relaxing of standards. The expectation that people will be on time and say what they'll do and make sure they meet certain deadlines is relaxed, and we can all feel it. When Bob doesn't meet his deadline, there's kind of an expectation that he'll be given leeway. Bob, you can get it next week. Don't worry. The deadline was important, but you tried hard, I'm sure. No, Bob. You missed the deadline. You're on probation. Do your work. It's different. It's that relaxation. I'm differentiating between the old way and the new way. The old way being Bob needs to get his work done on time. But that relaxation of standards is safety in terms of Bob's feelings. If we are prioritizing people's emotions, we are looking to have people not feel pain. And a way to make people not feel pain is to make the culture safe for them, so that people don't say things that are hurtful. People don't experience things that are hurtful. And theoretically, flu transmission is hurtful. Not theoretically, practically. In actuality, flu transmission is hurtful. But a calculation needs to be made. What do we sacrifice for that safety? Do we sacrifice that human experience of touching people that you know and like or meet for the first time? How does dating go? What would that turn into? That would be a strange one. Bad things are going to happen. If you wanted to be safe all the time, you'd never leave the house. I do get it. I do get the need to want people to be safe, to end suffering. But there have to be limits. We can't bubble wrap society. Rather, we can. But what does that look like, and will we really like it? The question would be, when we do try to bubble wrap society, how many rules are we putting in place? How authoritarian is it in terms of defining what people can and can't do? Because if freedom and protection are at odds, that means as we protect people, we reduce their freedoms. So it's a choice we make as a society. And I offer that we should be conscious and thoughtful as we do it. That's the end of this episode of How to Human. If you like this episode, give this podcast 5 stars. If you hated this episode, give this podcast 5 stars. If you have comments or death threats, send those to howtohumancdt@gmail.com. And I will talk to you next time on How to Human.